Lynn Dawson and Sam Huff. Guys, how are you?
Well, I don't know about Lynn, but I'm still on the right side of the grass and doing well.
I tell you what, I'm a little tired today because the Chiefs played a night game last night in San Diego and didn't get much sleep coming back, getting home about 4:30 in the morning.
Well, you know, you're a brave man to be on, buddy.
Huh?
You're brave to be on. We appreciate it.
Brave. I had nothing to do with bravery.
He's building me up to let you down.
Hey, Sam, we've usually started with Len. Let's start with you. I mean, every single week, a team that is coming off an enormous victory, in this case, over Dallas, the New Orleans Saints looking like they could be a super team, and yet they have a letdown. Certainly the Redskins made some good plays as well, but tell us about the game yesterday.
Well, you know, it all comes down, I think, I've always said that coaches lose football games and they also win them. And I think yesterday, Joe Gibbs got back involved in coaching and helping Al Saunders coach the offense and also Greg Williams with the defense because the Redskins took that field yesterday against one of the top offenses in the league, and they just outplayed them all the way through. But New Orleans came out a little bit flat. I think, from the big win, they scored 41 points against Dallas. I think they might have had a little letdown thinking that the Redskins were just going to kind of lay it over for them. But the Redskins come out firing.
You know, we've been attacking Greg Williams as being a big disappointment this year. As one of the best defensive coordinators in the league, the Redskins defense has been a big disappointment. Tell us about the blitz schemes that put so much pressure on Drew Brees and led to some interceptions.
Well, they really didn't blitz as much yesterday. They turned the defensive line, and I talked with Andre Carter, who was really in the last three games has turned it up, Nick. I didn't even think, that he was a good sign, but the last 3 weeks he has been just playing great at defensive end, and he did that yesterday. And so I think that Greg Williams got off the blitzing of the linebacker so much and the safety so much and trying to get sacks. And I think he played the zone a little bit, and they had to double cover some of the guys and try to shut down the passing game with Drew Brees. And I think they did that. And in the last 2 minutes, it looked like that New Orleans was going to come back and win the game because they drove the ball down. But then Drew Brees threw a pass interception to Carlos Rogers, which was only, I think, the only turnover in the whole ball game. So that was
his
a
only
key
interception.
Play.
Hey, Len, as the quarterback, tell us, as you look at Drew Brees and a guy that was averaging 350, 400 yards per game, what was the key indicator to you that the Redskins had a different kind of pressure that he wasn't ready for?
Well, I think that any time that you pressure the quarterback and make him throw before he wants to, then you have a chance of being successful. But that game was like so many games. Sam can probably attest to this better than me. He gets down to a couple of plays, and I was watching the end of that ball game, and Brees is, looks like he's on the move, and he took a chance, you know, with the throw, and shouldn't have taken that chance because the Redskins had the receiver well covered. He came up with the interception. Basically, that was a game, but that game could have gone either way. But I think Sam's probably right in the fact that New Orleans is on a roll, beating up on the Cowboys, and thought, okay, we just got to show up here today, no big deal, and, you know, we'll handle these guys. Our quarterback's been throwing the ball for a jillion yards every week and playing like a most valuable player in the National Football League, and the defense played, and they put pressure on him, and the defensive backs covered. Now, that's the name of the game, you know, put some pressure on the quarterback and also the defensive backs, making sure there's not a lot of separation between the receiver and the defensive backs, and you got a chance to be successful.
Well, protection's a pretty important part of it. Mark Schlereth was on the show on Thursday talking about that great improved protection that Drew Brees was getting.
Able to overcome injuries. Colston's been out a few games. He was his first game back last week. Joe Horn was out last week. And if it's not one guy, it's, you know, Devery Henderson. It's Terrence Copper. I mean, it's on and on and on it goes. So they have done a great job with a lot of different guys. And I think the one thing that kind of gets overlooked is an offensive line that I think probably was a huge question mark coming into the season. Jamal Brown moves over to left tackle, solidifies that offensive line. They get Fain from Cleveland, and he plays incredibly well. I mean, this is a great group up front. They've they have really paved the way for this offense to have great success, and Drew Brees has just been maybe the comeback player of the year.
So, you know, that was, of course, before the game. Len, is there anything you can do to avoid letdowns? This is the year of the letdown in the NFL.
Oh, every week you're seeing it. And what do you mean a comeback of the year for Drew Brees? He's had a great year before he came off surgery. He's a Purdue Boilermaker, by the way. And so he has a good year every year in some people's estimation, that people who graduated from Purdue University. But, you know, it's very difficult to maintain the level of intensity week after week after week. And so many of these teams are not that much far apart as to, you know, the talent on these teams. You know, who would have thought that the New Orleans Saints would be doing what they're doing this year after what happened to them last year? And I think they've done a marvelous job. But the thing is, the thing that you want to be is at the end of the season to be playing well. Now, they captured their division title after losing. I don't know whether that means anything or not, but the problem is, when you get into the playoffs, you better be healthy, for one thing, hopefully, and you better be playing your best football. And so if you can't get up for playoffs, then you can't get up for anything. But the New Orleans Saints, if you'd have said before the season, you think with their chances of making the playoffs, winning their division, and you'd probably say, well, there's no way. These are nomads. You know, they don't have a home, and they're not together. But they did put it together this year, and I think Drew Brees had a lot to do with that.
What do you think, Sam Huff, about a strategic loss that some teams, whether it's Indianapolis last year or, in this case, a team that has so much promise but still has to get over that psychological barrier, the final weeks, the home stretch itself, that a loss, if it's treated properly, can make them remember how difficult it is to lose and get that game right for the playoffs?
Hey, wait a minute now. You had us pick guys who think are going to go to the Super Bowl. Didn't I say at that time the New England Patriots, because they had been there before, they've won the Super Bowl and everything else?
Yes, you did. I remember hearing you say that, Sam.
That's right. And my good friends jumped on me. He said, you got to be kidding, this and that, and look at this, look at the Indianapolis and everything else. And I think you guys jinxed Indianapolis, because they've won very few games since then. But Tom Brady is just set. I mean, the quarterback in today's game just means so much. And I just haven't seen anybody in today's game equal Tom Brady. I mean, he is cool hand Luke back there. And I think, you know, as defensive ball players, you gain such great respect for the quarterbacks, because, I mean, we hit them, and we hit them hard. And they get down, they get up, and they throw the ball. And like Lenny Dawson there, and he, this kid Brady is very much like Lynn Dawson was in his prime. And so I think that the quarterback is still the guy that's going to win football games for you. But of course, on the radio, I always say that defense wins.
That's,
you know, I do. I have to pick up for the defense.
How about the fact that last week they were shut out? New England was shut out by Miami, and the character of that team to come back, you know, a week later and really play some outstanding football. That shows something about, I guess, the character of that football team, and in particular, I think Tom Brady.
You know, and also look at Miami too. Conversely, once again, Miami has the big game and they get shut out by the exact same score against one of the rising quarterbacks in this league, in J.P. Lossman.
Yeah, well, what about Miami? They played in Buffalo, right? The game was
Miami played
in Buffalo.
It's not snowing yet up there, I don't think. When it snows does Miami play there.
Well, it's just the thought of going from Miami to South Beach up to Buffalo that might have rattled up the Miami Dolphins football team.
But, you know, Lynn, my opinion is 20 football games is a lot of football.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of these young guys coming out of college and things, they kind of hit the wall, you know, after about 12 games, and it's a long haul. And I see coaches getting tired now too. You know, I see Joe Gibbs standing on the sideline, Parcells, they look tired, and they're involved very much so, and they have to be. But I tell you what, boy, it's really a long, long season, and you know, Miami had what, the only undefeated team ever, so. You don't see that very much anymore. Even the Colts out there, they can go so far, but when it comes down to keeping it up, it's very hard, particularly at the quarterback position.
Well, Buffalo, let's see, J.P. Lossman, two consecutive games, over 140 rating, 13 of 19, 200 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Offensive coordinator Steve Fairchild's done something. The coaching is important in the sense that if your player's having problems, can they correct those? Let's talk about Rex Grossman yesterday. Another consistent game, over 300 yards, first time a Chicago quarterback's had over 300 yards in many years. What about Chicago yesterday?
Well, I'm going to tell you something about Chicago and that quarterback. He enjoyed a little success here a week or so ago. I was watching him play somebody where he didn't throw any interceptions. And what you have to do is have some successes to get that confidence level up. Now, they were all over his case. They wanted anybody else but him to play quarterback. And they said anybody else but him playing quarterback, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Well, now all of a sudden, he's coming around at the right time, is he not? You know, getting close to the playoffs, that's when you want your quarterback and the rest of the players to be playing their best. Their defense hasn't been as dominating here in the last couple of weeks as they were earlier.
Well, listen, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Chicago and about this topsy-turvy season, maybe a little bit about Tennessee, which now, who would have thought? 4 weeks ago, they're 7-7. They beat a Jacksonville team. Again, another team with a big game the week before. When we come back, again, Sam Huff, Len Dawson on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.